Could you say a little bit about who you are and what your role is, first of all?
So my name's Claire Hibbard, and I'm the sound lecturer on the BA Production Technology Management course at RCS. And my background is in theatre sound, and I did a little bit of teaching before I came here as well.
Great. And can you say a little bit about why you applied for the EMED program?
I was really keen to develop my teaching practice, but also work out ways of incorporating my sound, my professional sound work, because as somebody coming out of industry, it's quite difficult to make the connections in your head between, okay, I know all this stuff, but how am I actually going to teach that? And just to have it, just to, it's a confidence thing, I think. I wanted to do that, but also I've been really interested in studying at master's level for years and years and years, and it's been really difficult to find an opportunity to be able to do that from an affordability point of view, of course. And time and fitting it in, but also a course that actually fitted what I was doing. Because I think one point years ago, when I told somebody that I'd passed this, he said to me, "Oh, didn't you try and do like a music master's years ago?" And I did, and it was totally not the right thing for me, but this felt like absolutely 100% the right fit for where I am and what I'm doing and where I wanted to be.
Okay, thank you, Claire. Could you describe your journey through the EMED?
Yes. So I, when I joined RCS and got this job, I went straight into the PGS cert, which was fantastic because it, well, I met loads of people, first of all, and being in a new place, that was really important. And I was getting to know the building and the institution and things, and finding my way in the Scottish sort of sound scene. So that sort of helped me in that as well. And I did that. And then I really wanted to continue on to the straight into the master's program. But because I hadn't lived here for long enough, I had to have a year not doing that. Actually, it turned out all right because then we had COVID. So that would have been a bit weird anyway. I did my PGS cert and then I stopped. And then I did the fast track EMED to finish it off. So it turned out very well in the end.
And what did you focus on for your final project?
My final project was about creativity and sound design in theatre and teaching that, and with a real focus on teaching creativity. And that had really come directly from experience with teaching the undergrads and what we were teaching them and what we wanted to be teaching them. So it was just directly, it was literally directly informed by it.
And what impact has it had on your practice as an arts educator, would you say?
I'm still sort of coming to this, coming to terms is the wrong phrase, but it does take a while to sort of sink in. And the reflections on it are like, it's massive, so it takes quite a long time to think over what that impact is, because when you're on the program, all these little changes are happening all the time over years, you know. So there was a project that I did. It was the start of the creativity thing, actually. That's what made me sort of get into it a bit more. I went and talked to other sound designers, and then I was involved in a project where somebody had written a script, and that we were talking about content creation. And I really realized that I was so nervous about talking about those things. And that was probably why I wasn't teaching it, because you don't tend to want to do that, do you? So it's changed me massively. I was totally massively, I would say, but it's not in the way that you think it's going to change you in the way that yes, it's a confidence thing, and I still can't quite believe I've done it.
Okay. What else has changed as a result of you studying the AMED, if anything?
I feel like, I mean, this is like early days because it's only, I feel like I've only just passed it really. But there was definitely a change in conversations, and I feel like people are quite interested in, not that they weren't interested in what I had to say before, but now I feel like they're like, oh, maybe she's not completely bonkers. Sometimes I come up with some slightly crazy ideas. So that's quite nice that there's a recognition for what you've done. In my head, I don't feel like there's been that amount of change, but of course there has. It's just really, really slowly, and then you get the stamp of approval at the end of it. But from a point of view of research skills as well, that has developed massively. And years ago, I did a PGCE, and I actually found the essays that I wrote for that the other day. And I remember nearly failing two of them. I'm so close to failing it. And this has just given me, especially as a part-time thing, so you've got time in between to think about it and do lots of reading. My academic skills have changed hugely. And I think that is also down to having a really good relationship with the tutors. It's a really tight-knit group. So you don't feel like, I remember on my PGCE, I was like one of 200 in a lecture theatre. It was full time, but in person. But oddly, this, I felt so much closer to the tutors on this. Even, we were doing like weekend things, and it was so nice to see everybody in person. It was just a different, it felt a very different way of approaching it. So I felt like I took loads from them. They were sort of, they were, I don't know, it's sort of, I don't know whether it's a RCS thing really, because I think that I feel that I do that with my students as well. But you spend quality one-to-one time with your tutor, and then you've got freedom to go off and reflect and think about it and develop. I think that's much more, in hindsight, in reflection, that is much better suited to me than being a number in a lecture theatre. I didn't like that very much. I like getting to know people.
Great. Thanks, Cliff.